The Natural Resources Conservation Service here in Alabama recently participated in a forum on cover crops and soil health. Alabama NRCS State Conservationist Dr. Bill Puckett gives the details.
There was a group out of Omaha, Nebraska that did a satellite feed nationwide to 230 sites around the country, farmers and extension folks and USDA folks, to talk about the technology of cover crops and why people should use cover crops. And it was sponsored by the Buffett Foundation. You know, Howard Buffett is an agricultural person and leading a fight against world hunger. And this is just one of the many activities they're working on, but trying to get the ground covered and always have something grow on your ground, always something green, and trying to put more carbon back in the soil for all the multiple benefits that we get for using cover crops and conservation tillage and crop rotations.
Dr. Puckett says the forum generated a lot of good information and discussion.
A lot of it was educational. There were a lot of policy people in Omaha. We were here actually in Auburn with our extension partners here in the state, and so we viewed it via satellite. And we were asked to have farmers attend, which we did, and talk about what are some of the barriers to getting more people to using cover crops. So I think the issues were, let's learn more about cover crops. Some farmers are using cover crops extensively all the time, conservation tillage. And why are other farmers not doing that? What are the barriers? What are the reasons? What can we do to help people be more successful and maybe change that attitude out there about the benefits of using cover crops during the winter or summer, depending on what your crop rotations are?
And Dr. Puckett notes that going forward,
I think as we get to looking at the new farm bill and trying to look at cover crops, you will see something from NRCS for cover crops as we move forward in the future.
For more information regarding soil health and cover crops, visit the Alabama NRCS website at al.nrcs.usda.gov. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.